He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, and welcome back to Big School. Welcome back to school. Welcome back to school. And my name is Emerson, and you're not. Welcome to Giant 90.9. This is School Talk. My name is Emerson, and I'm sorry, Rob. Hey, Rob.
What?
Hey, Rob.
What?
Hey, Rob.
What?
Hey, Rob.
What?
Hey, Jericho. Hey, Jericho. Hey. Cut that stuff. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to School Talk. We're back in the school. The students are back in the building. Push the magic button, Big Rob. Hey. Yeah, y'all know when the students, I don't come on the airway unless the students are back in the school building, because this is a student-produced show. And so, therefore, without students, the show does not get produced.
Well, I'm a student, and I'm here, and I'm producing.
Oh, you're producing.
You can't produce.
I can't. I'm not a student. Off. You're my. What's your name?
Roger.
Who's that in the corner?
Oh, that's Miles.
Who's my guest? Don't tell nobody. No, that's a secret. It's a secret. What's a secret?
What?
A secret.
I don't. What is that word?
It's a secret.
I don't know that word.
Research it. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you were.
Good morning, Rob. Hey, Rob. Rob, you're back. Congratulations. How was your break? What did you do?
Oh, I went to my sister's house.
Wait a minute, Rob. Rob, I'm serious. Don't crack jokes on my show. My show's a very serious show.
You asked me what I did on break. I went to my sister's house.
Over the hills and through the woods and to my sister's house I went.
No. I didn't go over hills or woods. I just went to Ladoka.
Oh. You enjoy yourself. How's your sister doing? She all right?
Yeah. I enjoyed myself.
Oh, good.
It was fun being over there. And the second day, she immediately left to go to a friend's house to spend the night.
She said, I'm out of here.
She spent two nights over at her friend's house.
What?
For the whole week that I was there.
You went to visit your sister.
And then she left the next day.
Push the magic button. That's bad. I know I shouldn't laugh, y'all.
She left the next day.
You got it. I got two sisters, so I do understand that. Okay, let's get back to the show.
But then I got a But whenever she got back, she came back with her boyfriend, so I got a teaser about that.
Hey, Rob, let's do the big board, man.
Oh. we doing that? We doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we got Ben Davis Choir Musical, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Coat, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 7 p.m., November 5th, 2 p.m. Then we got Girls Basketball, Ben Davis at Fisher, 7:30 p.m., Tuesday. Football, Brownsburg at Ben Davis, tonight at 7 p.m. Pregame is 6:15 p.m. Oh, I'm kind of torn on that game.
Oh, well, who playing?
It's Brownsburg versus Ben Davis.
Why are you
well,
torn?
Brownsburg
why,
at
why
Ben
you,
Davis.
Why are you torn on it?
Because I'm from Brownsburg.
That's a personal problem.
I'm from Brownsburg, but I'm also here, which means I kind of have to root for Ben Davis.
Okay, fine.
But I also have to root for Brownsburg because I'm from Brownsburg.
Okay. Right now you're BD.
But go all right.
Go ahead.
And then all of our socials are at WBDGND, except for TikTok. That's at Giant90.9. We have a request line. It is 317-244-9234. All of our podcasts go to Audio Boom, including this radio show. It also goes to Audio Boom. School Talk. Hey, that's this. That's this show, right?
Yep.
What's School Talk, Emerson?
You got that right.
What is School Talk?
It's a radio show.
Okay. It's on now, 7:30 to 8, and it replays Sundays at 2 p.m.
And that thing, we call that the Big Board. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to school. Hey, like I said, students are back in school, so we're back on the airway. And I got a guest today. I got an awesome guest. I got a Ben Davis graduate in the studio, and he's doing some awesome things here at Ben Davis High School. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for it's the only one and one and only Mr. Jericho Hughes. I, from the Ben Davis Choir, push the magic button, BD in the house. Yeah. Oh, woo! Jericho Hughes! What's up, big man?
How you feeling? I'm all right, man, a little tired. Hanging in there.
What's your title now? Are you running that joint?
You know, no, I'm still an associate director. Don't put that on me. Don't put that mess on me. His name is Mr. Jason David. He does a great job.
Yeah, last year, Miss Sarah Miller down there, and Miss Sonia, well. Sonia's the choir secretary.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a crew, man.
It does.
You get a nice crew now, man.
A lot of kids, about 200 kids in that choir department.
Man, mm-hmm. You know something about that. You know, we're going to get into what's coming up with the performing, but you know something about what you're doing. Because when you were a Ben Davis student here, where did you spend most of your time?
I spent most of my time performing in some capacity, on that stage constantly.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in the show choir department down there, in the concert choir department, but as well in the marching band department, the jazz band department, the musicals, madrigals. I was always on that stage, man, always.
I always ask my sisters when we went to high school, but I already know where you went. But what I want to ask you is that, the hope is, what was your passion to get you involved in performing arts when you came to the high school? Because like I said, when you came here, you put your staple on it, man. You put your foot on it. You were all over like light on light.
Well, if I'm honest with you, it started way back when I was a kid. My father was a musician.
Get out of here.
Minister of music at the church over there on the east side. And he got me playing the piano a little bit and using my ear to sing from a young age. So since I was a young man, I always knew I wanted to do something in music.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to seventh grade, Mr. Cole, you know, David
Cole.
He got me going on the bassoon, believe it or not, way back
then.
Yeah. I knew then that I wanted to teach music, I'm going to be honest, in seventh grade. Then when I took choir, starting in high school, starting with Mr. Kermes, remember Herschel Kermes?
Remember him, too.
Sophomore year.
I've been there a while.
I just knew that was a better fit for me in terms of my career with music, was teaching choir. So I went to Ball State, got a double degree in instrumental and vocal, and came right back to Ben Davis. So my father laid the groundwork, and then I had some really, really incredible music educators that kind of shaped me.
Yeah. You talk about people shaping you when you're young. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see so many young people now that really they don't know what they want to do. And sometimes I see some parents dropping the ball on it also, mm-hmm. as it pertains to molding our young people. Because, you know, when you're young, I mean, you're moldable. I mean, you're moldable, if that is a word. Because when you get older, man, you're stuck in your ways.
Mm-hmm.
And you're stuck on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't mold nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're stuck in what you're going to do, what you're going to do, you're going to do what you're going to do. Then you get a heartache and you keep doing what you're going to do. But when it comes to what you have done, it's so doggone cool. And I got tons of questions, but I wonder when you're at college, and when you struggle with your struggle, did you think about ever kind of going to New York and try to do a little bit?
Why do you say that? Because while I say I knew I wanted to teach, I always knew that I was going to get an education degree, but the goal was to perform first. If I'm honest with you, circumstances happened that as soon as I graduated from Ball State, this job kind of landed in my lap. Dennis Goins, actually, is still here. Yeah, I remember that message mid-year to come and kind of help the choir department. And so it seemed like it was going to be part-time for a while, or short-term, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And then life kind of happened, and COVID kind of happened, and things kind of happened. And I also love what I do, and I have a lot of passion for being here. It's been 8 years now, and I'm really trying to give back to the department that gave a whole lot to me.
Wow. So. That's one thing about, and we're going to talk about it, but one thing about being prepared for something that you don't really know what's coming down the pike, but always being prepared for that next opportunity. You know, because success is one thing, but you can want to do something and not be ready for it when it knocks on your door, mm-hmm. and then it goes by. I've been there when you want it, but it hits you, it gets there, and you're not ready for it, and that's not a good feeling.
Mm-mm.
That does not feel
good. Success is preparation and opportunity, they say. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to have that preparation part.
Yeah, and some folks don't seem to get that. You know, I want to be this, I won't be that. But Okay, now I go. I'm an old man. Y'all know I'm old. Young folks that want to be rappers, you want to be a rapper, but you don't want to put in the work. Mm-hmm. You want to go to McDonald's and you want to be the manager, but you can't do fries. Mm-hmm. But you want it now. I mean, you check with the professional rappers, they've been at this game a long time, and finally got somebody to listen to their material seriously. You know, but some folks just want to be, I'm going to be a rapper. So you're going to go to drop some money, go to the studio. Yeah, I'm going to drop it online. I'm going to be a rapper. No, you don't.
Sounds like my men's choir.
Oh, my goodness. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. You know, I mean, you can't. I'm dropping an album on Instagram. Yeah, you dropping an album on Instagram, like me dropping some salt on the floor, a plate on the floor. Yeah, it's between me and you and whoever hears me drop it on the floor. But I remember I saw, now I ain't got into my topic yet, but, dude, but I saw Snoop Dogg. He was talking about albums, mm-hmm. the real albums, the kind they press at pressing plants. Like, used to be a CBS Records down in Terrell, Indiana. When I was a Pinkerton security guard, I've had jobs. When I was a Pinkerton security guard, I used to walk through the factory. I see all these pictures on the wall, these album covers on the wall with signatures on them. There were the stars, the Rolling Stones, the Michael Jackson, Diana Warwick, Diana Ross's. There were the stars who came through the pressing plant who signed the cover of their album.
Wow.
That was pressed at that plant in Terre Haute, Indiana, mm-hmm. at CBS plant. That was pressed at the plant. That was an album. And Snoop Dogg talked about how he got so many cents, not dollars, but so many cents per album. And he said when he dropped the album and he got paid for each album a certain a percentage. And it added up to his paychecks. And he talked about how you dropping stuff on Instagram and out on the World Wide Web. You ain't getting paid like that. But I'm dropping an album. But I'm dropping, I need to borrow $40 so I can drop an album on Instagram or some other platform, but I don't know. That's just me.
You're getting old, Emerson. You're getting old,
Emerson. I'm getting old. But anyway, pick something that I get old. What you do with the Ben Davis Choir and your current production coming up in November, y'all? If I ain't mistaken, it's November 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and the 7th. 2nd, 3rd, and the 4th. 7 p.m.
And the 5th, yeah.
And the 5th. Mm-hmm. There you go. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Man, I'll be honest with you. I had to do some research.
I'm sure. Kind of an obscure show.
But once I've done the research, mm-hmm. I said, well, wait a minute. I know this.
Mm-hmm.
I know this play. Have I ever seen the play? No. But I know this play. And I started reading it, and I said, I'm familiar with this. Mm-hmm. So I want to know more how you take this and make it into that, because that's I'm telling y'all, I ain't seen this play, but if I ain't mistaken, it has you can feel love, you can feel jealousy, you can feel hurt, you can feel pain, you can feel joy, you can feel forgiveness, all in this play.
Absolutely.
And I ain't seen the play yet.
Absolutely, you got to come see it,
man. It's going to be awesome, because all these emotions that I talk about, they're part of our life now. And that's what makes up why life is so doggone good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a good bowl of spaghetti.
And that's what this show really is. It's a big life lesson. Originally, it came from the Bible.
Yeah.
And so we tried to set it in kind of a different way so it doesn't look quite as biblical or sound quite as biblical mm-hmm. either. We've changed some of the music as well, but the life lessons are still there. And that's what we hope the audience kind of gained from our production.
Yeah. And that's what I think a person why you really should go, you know, because Joseph, and what I'm reading is he's in the Bible. And I'm gonna get a little biblical because I'm the host. Is an important Hebrew figure in the Bible's book of Genesis, you know. And when you think about that story, you know, he was the first of two sons, Jacob and Rachel, and then you go through that process of love and betrayal and family and trials and tribulations, and then all that makes up life so good. You're gonna see this in this place. play.
You sure are.
From a different twist.
You talk about the betrayal. You know who's betraying him are his brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 11 brothers that he's got. And at the beginning of the show, his father starts to kind of favor Joseph.
Yeah.
And in this process, his brothers decide to sell him.
Yeah.
Sell him as a slave to get back at his, you know, at his father. And by the end of the musical, the question is, do you forgive those who have kind of forsaken you? And so you'll get to see if Joseph forgives them or not.
Yeah, yeah. And you, we, I'm 68, and we live this every day when our friends and families do wrong by us or make mistakes by us. And then we have got to find some ways to get down the road ourselves personally.
Because
if you're carrying that baggage, man, when you're mad at somebody, you can't function at the junction.
Heavy. It's heavy.
That is heavy.
And, you know, after the pandemic, I've just found that our students as a whole struggle with that social element. They struggle with kind of getting over things, with forgiving others, with having positive social interactions with others. Yeah. And I'm hoping that the cast is learning something in the show as well.
Now, this play is going to be held at the high school?
Absolutely. In the high school theater, you can enter door two. Right there on the right.
And it's going to be November 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and the 5th at 7 p.m. And on the 5th, it's going to be a 2 p.m. Show.
Yeah, a matinee show.
Is that a weekend?
That's a weekend.
I'm old. You know, I have a calendar in front of me, you know. A calendar. I said calendar. I didn't say my phone. I said a calendar. It's like going somewhere. I use a map and not Google.
What's a calendar?
Right. What's a payphone, right?
They know Google calendar.
They know Google calendar.
What's a brick?
You know the brick cell phone? That's another show.
What's a brick?
Yeah. Yeah. You talked, now, my host, Big Rap, you talked about, I know you're talking jokingly about your sister leaving the house. I know she really didn't. But it's just like family members, your generation, you deal with that stuff. When friends, when they do wrong or they make mistakes, you got to find space in your heart to forgive them. In order for you to function, how does that affect you when you create something like that? When your friends just do something that unexpected, and you got to find some way to get past it, but they're still your friend because you don't want to lose your friendship.
I just
deep question. I know.
Most of the time, it's just I end up letting it go.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it happened.
You can't.
We'll just.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we just. I don't want to lose them as a friend, but it's not really possible to just move past it like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's the best option.
Yeah. I say that because I don't mean to put you on the spot, because that's what you're facing it out as a young person. But Jericho, as you get older, you really, really face that. And if we can learn these things while we're young and know how to process them, man. And I'm 68, so I'm saying,
wow,
boy, it makes the road down the road a lot better to deal with. A lot better to deal with. So, folks, you got to check this out, because you're going to learn something.
And there's great singing. We've not talked about the music yet.
Yeah, we ain't got there yet.
Kids are singing the house down. Yeah. So come here. The leads especially have put in a lot of work to learn the show. There's no speaking in the show, so it's all music. All music.
Yeah, so you're going to get entertained. You're going to learn something at the same time. Young folks going to learn how that, you know, two things I made notes on. Young people with an ideal, one thing it kind of hit me with, and then never give up on a dream. I saw those two things in some of the description of the play, because when it comes to young people and an ideal, you know, a lot of times folks don't listen to you right now, but you got to stick and stay with until you find that audience that will listen to you and say, hey, there's something to what you're saying. And then you as an individual can never give up on a dream.
And that's the biggest part, Emerson, as long as you haven't given up. You see, in Joseph, he can read dreams. At least they say he can read dreams. And so there's a lesson to be learned there alone. He thinks he knows what the dreams mean, but he still blindly walks with faith, not knowing exactly what those dreams mean. But as long as he knows that he is still a dreamer and he keeps that within himself, he makes it to his final destination. So to all my young people out there, as long as that dream is within you, like Emerson just said, you may have a lot of people along the way who kind of tell you that your interpretation of your dream is wrong. But as long as you have faith and walk with that faith, then you'll have success at the end.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2023.
It's a bum rush. It's a bum rush. Emerson Allen, I just want to take this time to thank Mr. Hughes, Mr. David, Ms. Miller for all the hard work they do in choir. They're here early. They stay late. All for the kids. All for the kids. And, you know, especially with Mr. Hughes, he's come back. He was here many, many years ago. How old are you? So great to have him back, giving back to the choir and our community of Ben Davis. And we just want to thank him for all his hard work, along with the choir department, who is awesome. And we appreciate what they do for our kids.
Woo!
We need to put a hotkey for going.
Yeah, I know. Push that magic button. No, we got that one. That's one thing about this show and Jericho. I have the open door policy. You're allowed to bum rush my show. You know, if you got something you want to say or say something to a guest, you know, you got a right to bum rush my show, no matter who the guest is.
I remember that.
I'm waiting for somebody to bum rush Dr. Butts. That's what I'm waiting.
It'll be me.
That's what I'm waiting on. You know, but I bring up Dr. Butts. He's so cool. So it's really, really, really great to do the show. And he's got a point, man, when it comes to you and our young people, man. And then when I see you, I see the young Jericho from the choir. That's what I see.
I mean, you are working here, man.
Yeah. I've been here since 2003, bro. I mean, this is our 20th year on the radio. Push that magic. Our 20th year doing this program. Wow. And all the individuals that you push. We talked about the teachers, Mr. Cole. Yes, I've seen my daughter was in Mr. Cole's class. Mm-hmm. She played trombone. She was trying to play the trombone, you know, but she didn't stick with it. You know, I play sax and flute, but I can't play my hand. I got nerve damage on my left hand, so I can't play my instruments anymore. But I play sax and I play flute, but that's another show. Because there is a one-handed saxophone out there. But you can make one. And both of your registers are controlled with one hand. And it's about $15,000 for the
I went to school on saxophone.
Yeah, so it's both upper and lower registers controlled with one hand. There's a handle on your left hand, you hold your arm, and then your both upper and lower registers controlled by your right hand. And I'm going to get me one of those. Because my wife, she's never.
$15,000 later.
I'm going to do one of those. What do you call it now when you do one, raise some money and legally?
raise
some type of fund.
What, GoFundMe?
Yeah, GoFundMe page. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah. So anyway, back to the show. An amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Dreamcoat part. This is in the scripture, it talks about Joseph's. Had a multicolored coat. This is very interesting. Very interesting. Like Jacob's father, who had 12 sons, like you mentioned earlier, he gives Joseph a multicolored coat to show his affection for him, and then his brothers get jealous. How did I've read some information, but the Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Coat. Wonder why they picked that title.
Well, the composer, way back when, he originally wrote it for a church production.
Okay.
And so I think that his goal was kind of to make it really kid-friendly, so to make things very obvious, you know, make it about Joseph and about that dream coat.
That makes sense. That does make sense.
And the dream coat definitely plays a big, significant part in the show, as you can imagine.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm really, really curious how they take the play, and then they sang every part. I'm trying to imagine it. I know it's hard to do, so I gotta come see it.
You definitely gotta come see it. It's kind of like in the same way that they do opera. Everything will be sung. There's also three narrators that kind of help you to understand the storyline as it's going along. Also, think about here in the recent years, like Hamilton.
Yeah,
there's no lines in that as well. It's all rap, and you don't necessarily realize that. But if you're not listening to all those lyrics, then you're not going to know what's going on. So as long as you're listening to the songs, also in this song, I mean, in this musical, the songs repeat a lot, the lyrics, so that you get what's going on.
Oh, you get the flow.
Because
I'm just imagining, because it's a part of it. And folks, I don't want to tell you too much, because I really want you So that's the hard part about talking about the play.
Every year it is for you.
I don't want to talk about the play. I want folks to come see it. Mm-hmm. I don't want folks to talk about the musical. I want them to come and see it. But I got to talk about it, but I don't want to talk
about
it.
Well, unlike past years, you know, like we've done Shrek in the past. We've done some of those other shows that you may know with the storyline. Whereas this show, you don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So there's some intrigue there, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
Man, I hope the audience feels that too, because I want to see, how do you portray? Okay, there's a section. It's one part where actually Joseph in the Bible, in the lyrics or in the Bible, you know, sets up his brothers to be thieves. Mm-hmm. His younger brother, mm-hmm. you know, trying to get back at his family mm-hmm. for some revenge. And that's, once again, there's another situation that we go through our lives when someone's done something to us. We want to get back at them mm-hmm. instead of getting forgiving them and going on.
And in that moment, Joseph is really using that as a test to test his brothers. You see, Joseph, the brothers don't know that that's Joseph at that point.
Yeah.
And so Joseph has kind of an advantage at that moment to test and see if his brothers have changed over time. And so he plants something to make it seem as if they've become thieves, but they tell the truth and they kind of take a self-sacrificial stance. And so again, you'll see, does he decide to forgive or not?
Man, that's what I'm saying. I want to talk about, but I can't, because I want you to see it. I want you to see it. Young people in choir, what do you say to young people who are thinking about choir and they haven't pulled the trigger?
Come join us. I ask every person I see as a kiddo, do you sing? Do you sing? If you ask me. If I don't have kids, I don't have a job. So come join me. We also have choir for everyone, we say. So we have choirs that stand still. We have choirs that dance. We have free choirs. We have choirs that have some after school commitment. We have choirs that just meet during the day. All of the choirs do have an opportunity to perform, but that's the only thing that's across the board. So just come. If you think you can sing, if you don't think you can sing, if you think you may like it, then just come. Ask your counselor, and they'll either set up an audition or they will put you in a non-auditioned choir.
Tell me more about the feeling of it, the feeling of being on stage. Oh, wait a minute. Y'all, I wish I had video. Boy, I wish I had a video. When I said that, y'all saw his smile. He went from ear to ear when I said, tell me about the feeling. God, I got to start doing Facebook Live on this show.
As Mr. said, it makes a smile. I still perform to this day. I'm a regular performer with the Indy Men's Chorus and also with the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra downtown on Hilbert Circle. And every time I'm on stage, it feels like home. It is kind of like an outer body experience in a weird way. It also, all of your senses are kind of heightened in a way. You're kind of aware of your body and your surroundings. And there's so much adrenaline involved anatomically. So it's a euphoria that is kind of unmatched. But that only comes with preparation. Yeah. So I'm going to say that to my young performers. Success is opportunity plus preparation. Yeah. So if you're worried about the lyrics, or you don't know the choreography, or you're worried about your lines, or you don't know where you're supposed to stand on stage, then you're not going to have that quite euphoric feeling because you're not prepared for the opportunity. Mm. But it's magical. So, again, come join us and see if you like it.
Yeah. When it comes to, and I'm almost out of time, but when it comes to feelings and when it comes to your goals, what do you say to young people? And I got a quote I want to use in a second. As it comes to the kids, I like how you say it, kiddos. Because you were once one of those kiddos. That's so cool. That's so cool. I was too. Long time.
I'm still a kiddo.
Yeah. I'm definitely a kiddo. Boy, I'm definitely a big kid.
I won't never grow up.
Big kid. I ain't never going to grow up. I ain't. I know ain't is in the dictionary, so I can say that now. But just letting, you talked about goals and preparation. So I can harp on that, but I'm not going to harp on that. I do want to just say one thing. This is a quote from a guy, a speaker named Gary Cox, and there's no question there, just a quote. It says, when your feelings are not in harmony with your goals, ignore your feelings. Yeah. And you talk about goal setting and preparation and being prepared for the moment. in choir, you got to have that. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you know, you get up on that stage, you're vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole world sees you. As far as you can know, the whole world sees mm-hmm. you.
Feels like it.
You know, I know it's 8 o'clock. Mr. Producer gave me that big old hook from, you know, from the, what if he had a hook from the, in Harlem.
Apollo.
For Apollo. Mm-hmm. Rob would probably get that hook and be hooking me. You got to get a hook. You got to get a hook.
Yeah, just got to get one of those.
We got to get the, like, school talk hook.
Just one of those big old canes.
No,
with
it's
got to
be
broken.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Yeah.
Exactly, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. Just you're off the stage, you know. But, yeah, so I can talk along when it comes to goals and preparation, but I won't, so, because I can't. But I do want to say, Jericho, I'm so proud of what you've done.
Thanks,
throughout your career. In music, what you've done with our young people. I'm so glad that I am glad you're here, not in New York.
Well, thank you, sir.
I know you're going to be in New York pretty soon.
I'll be
there
one day.
But you'll get there. But right now, it's like when you're touching these minds of these young people, I mean, you're molding them. And I know when you're young and you get inspired by the right adult, as you get older, man, that moment, it's really, really huge, and it sticks with you. So, folks in the audience, get your tickets for the musical, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, November 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and the 5th. The 5th is a 2 p.m. show, Ben Davis High School Theater. I don't think you folks will be disappointed. And thanks to, I got all those different things. I'm going to have a chance to make it too, because I want to see how y'all do it.
You should.
I got to see it. Is any parting words?
Thanks for having me. And again, come see the musical and join choir if you want to.
I'm going to say my quote one more time before I get it. But when your feelings are not in harmony with your goals, ignore your feelings. Don't give those goals up. To the class, to the parents, and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Copy Jericho Hughes. You can copy him. He's doing pretty good. He's going to be in New York. He's going to be in Broadway. But right now, he's at Ben Davis High School, teaching you how to be the best choir person in the world. A young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. If you're sagging, I'm going to be nagging. The Fuse Express on School Talk. Next to the Fuse, MD Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. The Fuse of me and my guest. So until next week, Big Rob, we'll be back. Who we got? Who you don't know? That's your job. Next week, you're fired. No, you're not. See you next week on School Talk.